game that I enjoyed playing, and I still do enjoy playing with some of my college friends and with some of my other friends also here. And the game is called Would You Rather. And in this game, Would You Rather, there's some tough choices to be made. Some of them have both good outcomes, and some have both bad outcomes. And I'll give you an example of a good one. A good one would be, would you rather have super strength, or would you rather have super speed? And some of you would probably be like, well, I want super speed so I can get to work on time. Not be late, don't have to wake up and have to go to work as early as I have to. But some of you would rather pick super strength. An example of a bad one would be, would you rather freeze to death or be burnt to death? Some of you choose being frozen to death. Some of you would choose being burnt to death. In this game, there's choices to be made. Choices to be made. Choices have consequences, don't they? And in life, there's always choices for us to be made. Some could be as small as, what time do we wake up? Some are as big as, what job are we going to have to make a living? And I'll share you a bad choice I've made that led to a bad consequence. So earlier this week, I had to go to a dentist appointment. And in this dentist, and I don't even like going to dentist appointments. They're always a pain in the butt. And one of my biggest fears in going into a dentist appointment is, do I have any cavities? And for the most part, I do a pretty good job of doing that. But for the second time, this wasn't the case. You see, I did a terrible job of making sure I brushed my teeth every single day. And this led to find out that I have a cavity in one of my molars. And because of that, I have to go up early on January 14th and have a filling from the cavity in my molar. There are choices that we make in life, and there are consequences for it. Some consequences are good, some are bad, some have both. Today we're going to be looking at a passage in 1 John where we see two choices that can be made. The choice to hate one another or the choice to love one another. And 1 John, I'll give you some biblical background context to this, is that the author of this is considered to be the elder John, and he is writing to several churches in the province of Asia. And so he is writing these three letters. This is the first letter that he writes to these group of churches in the province of Asia. And there's something that is going on during this time which is why John is encouraging his brothers and sisters in Christ at this time. During this time, there's Gnosticism that's taking place. Now, Gnosticism is a type of false teaching, and this false teaching was taking place during this time. And so, in response to this false teaching that's been taking place in the province of Asia, we see John writing this first letter of encouragement to the churches in the province of Asia. And what he writes is that he encourages his readers to be children of God by living in the light and by loving one another. And the loving one another is where we will be emphasizing today. So if you want to turn over to 1 John chapter 3, We'll be starting at verse 11. Here's what it says. This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another. We must not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and killed his brother. And why did he kill him? Because Cain had been doing what was evil, and his brother had been doing what was righteous. So don't be surprised, dear brothers and sisters, if the world hates you. If we love our brothers and sisters who are believers, it proves that we have passed from death to life. But a person who has no love is still dead. Anyone who hates another brother or sister is really a murderer at heart. And you know that murderers don't have eternal life within them. So John, in this passage, he starts with the example of Cain. And I find this to be very interesting as I've studied this passage, because Cain is not a typical example that is used by other authors in the Bible, usually from the Old Testament. Usually, it's guys like Abraham or Moses. Usually, it's positive examples. But John uses the story of Cain to make a point that he hated his brother Abel. John is tracing back to an account from the Old Testament, Genesis chapter 4, where we see Cain hating his brother Abel. And in this passage, the two are making sacrifices to the Lord. Cain was offering sacrifice to the Lord that was unpleasing, while Abel was making sacrifices to the Lord that were pleasing to the Lord. And so Cain responds to this in jealousy. It starts to show hatred towards his brother Abel. And Cain responds to this by killing his brother Abel. And Cain suffered major consequences for what he did. And what really happened to Cain was that he became a murderer at heart. He showed hatred towards his brother. He became a murderer at heart. And John is encouraging his readers to please, don't be like Cain. Don't hate your brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't. Because hatred towards one person can lead to murder if we're not careful. And then John transitions into another illustration. So if you want to go back to your Bibles, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. So John transitions from the story of Cain, where he shows hatred, what it looks like to hate one another, versus what it looks like to love one another. And John, I believe, uses the perfect example of what it looks like to love one another. And that is the example of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ showed his amazing love for us by dying in our place, by taking the death that we deserved. He didn't deserve the death he had, but we did. We deserved it. But God loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to die in our place so that we may have the gift of eternal life if we choose to accept it. And so John shows that there is a choice to be made here. To either be like Cain and to hate one another, or to be like Jesus and to love one another. There is a choice that has to be made. And in Would You Rather, that game is full of choices. Would you rather love one another or hate one another? John makes it so clear that the answer is to love one another. But if we're all honest, there are people in our lives where we do not do a good job of showing love towards. Sometimes we would rather show hate towards them because of an indifference, because you can't stand them, or because they have hurt you in some way. But John is very clear in what we should do, that we should love one another, just how Christ has loved us through his death on the cross. The greatest act of love in human history. So, here's my challenge for you today. Who are the people in your life that you need to show love towards? Because if we're all honest, there's people in our lives where we don't show love towards. And John is encouraging us in this passage to please love one another. Love one another. Don't be like Cain and show hatred towards your fellow brethren, but show love towards one another. A love that reflects the amazing love that Jesus Christ has shown to us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we thank you for all that you've done to us. And thank you, God, so much for choosing to love us, even though we totally don't deserve it, Lord. And dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for these group of people here, Lord. This group of believers that are here with us today. And dear Father God, I just pray that you would challenge us to love one another. To love every brother and sister in Christ that's here in this room. Because if we're honest, Lord, there are times where we don't show love towards one another. And I'm guilty of it too, Lord. And dear Father God, I just pray that you would help us show us what it looks like to love one another, God, so that, God, you may be glorified in us as abiding believers, united one another in love. In your name, amen.